just so happy you're here. Just keep talking.
I'm bringing Steve-O back. What?
How you guys doing? You good?
Who else is in here?
You know, Steve's in the other
okay.
room.
We're good now.
Good morning. It is Monday morning, 6:08. Steve-O and Mitch.
Welcome back.
Hey. Woo, ding. Ah, there you go. Whoa. Still getting in the groove of
yeah,
things.
No, you're. It's fine.
Got to take a whole week off.
I'm so proud of you.
Whole week.
I'm proud of you for actually getting a whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting through a whole week before
yeah.
I realize, this can't continue. I need to be back.
Yeah, for my sake, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't want you to lose your job, so.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, it is Monday morning, and it is good to be here.
I mean, it is for me.
Yeah, yeah. So, for those that don't know, my wife had a baby last week.
Yes, you had
one
baby child,
ago.
And you had to take care of your baby mama.
Yeah, pretty much.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yep. You know, it was such hard work for me, you know, having a baby.
Okay.
Not at all.
You didn't have, like, feeding times?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? I have feeding
well,
times?
Well, like, you had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and feed
no.
the baby. No. Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but moms feed the baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. She was like,
so,
hey.
If you need me to explain how that works, trust me, I've had good practice because my 9 and 6-year-old... have been asking 1,000 questions.
You're like, oh.
Yeah.
This again.
Yeah.
Okay, so they didn't know how the baby was fed.
No. No, and they...
This was a story beforehand that you kind of dodged it last time.
I dodged, but now obviously can't dodge because, you know, we didn't want them to end up eating or feeding the kid pizza or something. You know what I mean? Because they were all about, well,
you can't just say milk because then they feed them whole milk.
Exactly. So we're like, because they wanted to help. They're really helpful. They want to help. They want to help.
It's so good.
It's great. It's great. But because of that, I was like, okay, well, mama's going to feed them because
Does she disappear?
Mama's milk. And I think probably the worst thing I did was relate my wife to a cow because I didn't know what else to do.
No, you did not.
So I was trying to explain to them, and it was like, you know, like cows, how they have like udders, and they're like, there's like milk and stuff. So this is how God
I'm
made
sure
moms.
I'm sure she was thrilled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So was she standing right there with?
Yeah, of course she was.
No,
and so I said, or goats. Goats too. Goats are, they do those things. They got little udder thingies. So I was trying to explain it to them. They understood now. But then because they understood, you know, like when kids learn something, they want to tell everyone,
yeah.
like, hey, check out this knowledge I have.
Yeah.
So I kid you not. I kid you not. They were telling everyone. So my baby brother sucks on my mom. I'm like, stop talking. Stop talking. Everyone. But they're so innocent. They were like, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Their minds were blown that God created men and women's bodies in such a way
right.
that allows. So their minds were just blown, and they think it's like the most incredible thing in the universe. Super innocent, super awesome. But I'm not kidding. It was awful trying to explain things to them.
Oh, yep. How I wish you would have recorded that.
Yeah. So that's what happens. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew.
How are you doing, Steve-O?
Hey, it's just happy to be back.
So am I. I'm happy you're back, too.
Yeah?
Hey, I don't know if you got this, but I did send you a congratulations tweet over Twitter. I don't know if you got
Oh,
that.
Sweet. I did not have time to really check Twitter that much.
No Twitter.
No, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
glad.
My family
I'll
wanted
check
me
it
to
all
play
time.
Congrats on the new baby.
Hey, thanks, man.
Oh. Yeah, you guys, hey, that was a cool name. I think you're... Friend of mine told me I'm with Joey.
Who Joey told you?
I think that, I don't know, that or Steve.
That's good.
I don't know which one. Which one told me that?
I think it was Joey.
Cool. So what can
Very
we play
cool.
for you this morning?
This morning, can you guys please play Feel Good Drag by Amberlynn?
Self-Starter by Amberlynn. Totally. We'll do that. All right, sweet.
Okay, bye, guys.
That's what we have
See,
right
that's
there.
That's how you so do.
That's you just take control of
you
the
know,
situation.
I really wanted to hear Self-Starter, so
there it is.
You just put that out in their brain.
Pretty sure that's just not how that works. But, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. No, trust me. I'm trying to make it work with Brody right now, but nothing is working. He's like a vampire. We should have named him Edward.
Gross.
He's a Cullen.
I'm so glad you did not.
Gross. He's a Cullen because all day, when the sun is up, he's out. He's asleep. And so, like, I'm not even being funny. We have it loud during the day because we want him to differentiate day and night. So we're rocking Return of the Jedi in 5.1, and we've got him sleeping on the subwoofer. Not really, but right.
And he's out.
Like, near it.
Yeah.
And he's out. And so I'm like, dude, watch this. When Jabba the Hutt's sail barge blows up, trust me, dude, trust me. Nothing. Doesn't even twitch.
You gotta, like, wake him up yourself.
It's the worst.
He's gotta figure out what day is.
Yeah, they said for the first few weeks, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Because his body needs to sleep. So we're letting him sleep. But he sleeps all day.
Yeah.
And then come, like, 9 o'clock, we're like, all right, guys, well, it's been good. And Brody's like, hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to my world. And then he's up all night.
Was that how it was when he was in utero, when he was in the womb?
I don't know. I was asleep during those times.
Okay, we could ask her why.
Yes. And even if he was awake, then he would just probably like move or kick or something, but she'd sleep through it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He's incredible.
He was beautiful.
He was hands down the biggest baby we've ever had.
Yeah.
8'7". 8 pounds, 7 ounces.
He was just bigger by a few ounces, right?
Yeah, 8'1" and 8 pounds. So we have 8 pound babies. So he was 8'7", and he was a little late, so he came out walking. he's a big baby. It's weird because he's only
like
a week old, but he's like already holding his own head up, you know? So it's
amazing.
It's incredible. There are things I completely forgot about that I'm like, oh, that's right, I love this. And then there are things I forgot about that I'm like, I hate this. I hate it all.
You can't choose.
No, you can't.
Have it all.
It's incredible.
I'm proud of you.
It's been amazing. Hey, thanks. I didn't do anything.
For being so happy. I'm proud of you for being so happy.
Sweet. Right on. Static. Hello.
Nope.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Gonna play some Requested Amberlin from Matthew. The song is called Self Starter. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. That would be thrice.
It is thrice.
The song's called Anthology.
Correct. With the longest outro ever.
I love that song.
Still going.
Yeah.
There it is.
They just stopped because they
were still 3 seconds. They're
embarrassed.
Embarrassed. Like,
you're like, oh, sorry, I didn't realize we're done.
What if all of the bands played live next door?
That's what happens, Mitch.
Oh, I mean,
man, you were ruining.
Sorry, guys.
You're ruining. I'm gonna lie down.
Ruining.
Lay down.
You know what?
I suck at words.
No, you've been gone for a while. It's okay.
I have.
It's fine. It's
and
ruining.
My words right now have been like, hey, little buddy. Hi, little guy. That's pretty much my voice the whole time.
Even to your wife. Hey.
Little Broads. Hey, little Broads.
Are you so happy that you get to say that over and,
and over and
over
oh.
again
yeah.
for the rest of your life?
Yeah. Let's see. Brodimus Prime. I've already given him like 17 nicknames. So, yeah.
It's okay. He'll get used to it.
Broads.
He's not there yet.
Broads
he'll get
is
used
usually
to
what he gets called right now. And Broads. It's the best.
It's good. That's what I plan on calling him.
Okay, good.
I still haven't met him.
Yeah, you need to meet him. You're a jerk.
Why am I a jerk?
Because everybody else who like cares have been calling like, hey, is it a good time now? Is it a bad time? And usually we're like, it's a bad time.
See? Exactly. It's the first few weeks, and I wasn't going to go visit her at the hospital.
But those that are persistent, yeah, no. I shut that down. I had to play cop.
Good.
You know, at the hospital. Like, yeah, no.
Mm-mm.
We'll call you when we get home.
See? I'm just waiting for the
family's
time.
Different. You know what I mean?
You can't say no.
We had a really, really good friend, actually, who is a photographer,
mm-hmm.
who was there with us.
Yeah.
So, capturing everything. So, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, we did have one friend with us.
Well.
Awesome.
Yes. I saw those pictures.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I need to check them out.
They're on the Facebook.
Oh, I'm not on Facebook.
Neither am I. Kelly told
me. Look at those. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How's I wrapped it.
What is it?
You wrapped it. Oh, look. Look at
hey!
That gift wrap is so nice.
Yes. This is an incredible gift wrap. Look at that gift wrap.
It's like bullseyes.
That's the best gift wrap in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awesome. Thank you.
What'd you get?
I got, you won't know what any of this stuff is. This is formula dispenser because he's a bad man. We don't need this yet. We don't need this yet. Because we don't rock. We have no.
Yet.
No formula.
And I know what that is. Are you kidding me? I worked in a daycare.
This is a toilet brush. It scrubs the toilet.
Right.
And then it sticks to the side of the toilet over here.
Just on the side.
So that you don't have to go far to clean the toilet.
It was on the registry.
No, I know.
To clean the toilet.
Oh, this thing. Yeah, I'm sure it was. I didn't register. I wasn't even there.
You weren't allowed there.
No, I was not. We, when my wife and I got married, we went and registered together for our wedding, and it was beautiful, and it was amazing. And I registered for Star Wars toys, which I got. I registered for Frankenberry, which we got like 12 boxes of.
What sucks about that is that people don't scan the paper saying, I already got that.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of that stuff. I got a soccer ball. I got like this Adidas soccer ball. It was amazing.
Do you even play soccer?
Like World Cup soccer. Hey,
I dabble
in soccer.
No, you don't.
Static.
Good morning, dude.
Hey! What is that on my ball?
I was just listening to you, dude. I was thinking, like, practical gifts for Brody. So I'm thinking, like, full-size surfboard.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Like, skateboard pads.
We could use it as a changing table, dude. Are you kidding me?
Of course.
It'd be the sickest changing table ever.
It'd take
ever.
Up the water room.
No. So did you get any cool, like, what's the coolest gift he's gotten? And not to, like, put everybody in a, you know.
I don't even have to think. I know exactly the coolest gift he got. It came from Thebes, actually.
Oh, yes.
Thebes got us a gift set of 5 different plush Star Wars, like, I want to say like teddy bears, but they're not.
They're
I got the Millennium Falcon, the TIE Fighter. I got an AT-AT, a Death Star, and an X-Wing. And they're all like super little baby style plush.
Soft, cushy.
Yeah, for like the
dude,
crib.
That is awesome.
It's the best. And that just reminded me because I took pictures of it. I was going to text him the photo of Brody in his crib with said toys of awesomeness.
Dude, Thebes is the man.
Chrissy would probably give an answer more practically than I would.
Right.
She's like, but
she'd probably
say,
like, the bassinet we got or the car seat that Chrissy's, like, staff all got together and bought her this, like, deluxe car seat.
Nice.
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But I prefer the Star Wars plush toys.
Yeah, but I didn't say most practical. I said raddest.
That was definitely the raddest.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's rad. Well, thanks for sharing, man.
Dude, did you find Indiana Jones?
No. Okay, so here's the thing. So I drove all the way over there immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Right.
And I'm not even... I don't need to tell you what the parking lot was like or like getting into the store.
Are we talking about Black Friday?
Yeah.
And Jack wanted to come.
Yeah.
So Jack and I are just scrambling to the store. And it was terrible, dude. There wasn't much of a selection. And Indiana Jones was nowhere to be found.
That's
so. I went with Batman: The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, there you go.
Or maybe just The Dark Knight. I don't know. Anyway, man, I grabbed one of them for $4.
There you go.
That was awesome.
So you were there. You braved it on Black Friday,
dude. I went and I went because I really wanted to see Harrison Ford be awesome.
Yep.
And I love Indiana Jones, and I got to a point where I'm like, just not going to show up on Netflix, and I need to see this movie. I want to see all of them.
Yep. Mitch has never seen them.
I haven't.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. You can totally go and not be friends with her anymore.
I don't know how to feel about that, Mitch.
Yeah, dude.
Well, how do you feel about this? My co-host, Steve-O, has known about this for like a year now, and he still hasn't lent me the movies to see them.
That's because I traded them in so that I could buy the Blu-rays, and then the Blu-rays came out, and they were like $80, and I couldn't afford it. So
okay, next phase.
Whatever.
Is Blu-ray better?
Yes.
Dear. He's got
I'm talking to the guy in there about Blu-ray, and he's set, you know, pseudo-professional, you know, wearing the suit and tie and the thing.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, so explain to me, because my buddy's got it in Blu-ray, but he doesn't have it. He goes, honestly, not much difference.
Dude, what? that's probably because he's still rocking his old tube television. And
You have to have HDMI cables.
You got to rock it in HD TV, so... When you go big, you gotta like, it's expensive, bro. It's really expensive.
Yeah, they're kind of
and it is worth it.
Super worth it.
Mitch, dude, I wish I could go back to being you. Here's the positive flip side of that coin. I wish I could not have seen it again.
Right?
So I could
see it again
for the first time.
This is how I feel about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I wish I could just experience it all over again.
Yeah, Harry Potter's got nothing on Indiana
Jones. Hey, don't talk to me about Harry Potter.
Nothing!
You didn't grow up with it.
You're right. You're right.
You might like it. you might love it.
I might.
When I get it, I'll figure out how to get you a copy of that.
But here's where I am. You're going to have to lower my expectations a little bit because they have been built up so high.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is the greatest movie of all time.
This movie better be amazing.
Raiders of the Lost Ark is my favorite movie ever.
Here's the thing, though. It's so rad because it takes place in a different time, a different era.
Yeah.
So it never really loses its luster.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's kind of preserved, if you will. Rad.
Here's what I think of. Did you like Captain America, the first Avenger?
Yes.
Okay, think of that times 1,000 because that was like a super ripoff of Indiana Jones.
No, don't
like,
do that.
Yes, totally, dude.
It really
super,
was.
Super,
actually.
Like, with the Nazis and with every, it was just like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It was going similar, back into like, you know, like over the top action and fun and just kind of.
But like believable action.
It was
mostly.
Awesome. Mostly.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Shane, I love you.
Love you too, guys. Right, have a great day.
All right. Love him.
Aw, Shane.
He called me on Black Friday because he wanted to watch Indiana Jones, and I felt bad because I had just traded him in. Because I was wanting to get him on Blu-ray.
You can.
And then I couldn't afford it.
Maybe Christmas.
I actually had him for $50 on Black Friday.
You didn't get it?
I didn't get it.
It's okay.
I was
busy. You're focusing on other people.
Dude, here's the thing, though. Black Friday, I got everything.
Good.
I got all our Christmas shopping done on Black Friday. And I didn't even leave the house.
That's so nice. But dangerous. I can't do that because it's dangerous. Because you press one button and it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that equals a lot of stuff for me that I didn't want for me in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I can't do that.
See, I got up because Brody, you know, he's constantly up in random middle of the night hours. So I'm like, oh, cool. You know what? Since I'm awake, I'm going to go on the computer and see if anybody started the Black Friday. Yeah, dude.
in the middle of the night.
And like a few different places had already kicked off their like Black Friday prices online.
You're like,
I got everything. I got everything we wanted.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Super scored.
You're becoming that person in the middle of the night like, did I order that?
Oh, dude, that happened to my dear friend Joey, who filled in for me while I was gone.
Yeah.
He was super tired middle of the night, went to bed a few days later, gets this big old package from Amazon. He's like, what is this? Spent like $200 on the entire like Harry Potter collector's edition Blu-ray set.
Oh, he got that.
Like the chest. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He got that.
Yeah. And didn't remember ordering it at all because he was like middle of the night loopy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could do that.
No, you cannot. Kelly would be so mad.
Okay, he'd be mad, but I think he'd get over it.
Dude, did you see on the news that there was like fighting, there was chaos.
Yeah. What the heck was going on?
It depended on when you went because I had a few friends who went at like 3 and 4 a.m. and said it was cleared out dead at Toys R Us. And they got everything they wanted.
That's
totally
nice.
Dead.
It just depends on what the sales are.
I guess.
Because some people don't care. But I drove by where you get really good buys.
Yeah. Are they the best?
They're the best,
okay.
Actually.
Yeah.
And I drove by just after afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Kelly, tell me if there's anybody in line. He's like, there are tents.
Yeah.
There are many tents.
Dude.
Like, multiple all the way around the building. I couldn't believe it.
That was the place on the news that they showed. I was watching the news that night, and there was a line all the way around the side, all the way around the building, and coming back around at Best Buy.
Oh,
it was
my gosh.
Insane.
That's crazy.
They were doing like this 40-inch LCD for $150 or something like that.
The only story I have from ever doing anything like that is I camped out and I slept on the curb, and we ordered a pizza. This is my favorite thing.
What?
We ordered a pizza because we were hungry and we couldn't leave the line.
Right.
And so we're like, yeah, we're under the first B. The first B. That's where we are. And so that's how we ordered, and that's how we got our pizza.
I want to hear some Black Friday stories. 505-338-3700. Give us a call. I wonder if they had a different story, and now they're scared and hung up.
Yep.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. I went one time out and about and braved it to get a digital camera for my lady.
That's what I got that night.
Insane.
Yeah.
But it was worth it.
It snowed
on
us.
I don't know if it was worth it. Because then nowadays you can go to like Amazon or somewhere else and you're like,
right.
Oh, dude.
Are you kidding me?
That was like the normal price.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There was a ton of Black Friday deals going on, but I just, yeah, like I said, I went online and I got everything I wanted.
Yeah.
And got all the, you know, doorbuster prices and everything without having to worry. And Christmas is now completely taken care of.
Good.
So I was pretty excited.
Yeah, that is exciting. I went out on day of, but
The only time I've ever, like, camped out was for video game systems, like, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Before you, like, reserved them and all that stuff. But back in my day...
Wasn't that only, like, 6 years ago?
Shut up. No, it was, like, a decade ago, at least. Like, Xbox 360 when it first came out. It was 10 years ago, because they just celebrated 10 years. Yeah.
Dang.
Static.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Callie Deb.
Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning.
Hey, congratulations on your new addition.
Yeah, congratulations, Mitch.
Thank you.
So, I was listening earlier. I know you want to hear something on Black Friday, but I just have to make a quick comment on the whole, like, Colin thing. The whole Edward thing. When you were talking about him staying up all night and how during the day you're trying to rock, like, the whole, like, Star Wars thing. Be careful that you don't blow the little dude's eardrums out, okay?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's not really sleeping by the speaker, yeah. I promise.
That's not going to help, really.
Truth.
As far as, like, he's just going to be out like a light no matter what. But it was so funny, the story about the, I know it's past, but the whole story about how the kids didn't know how the mom.
Dude.
I was just hilariously laughing, but I was just barely waking up.
So funny.
I think that is just beyond hilarious. And you say, and so they're 6 and 9, right?
Yeah, 6 and 9, my boys.
And 9-year-old doesn't know yet. Wow, you are going to be one of those kind of dads I see.
Yep.
It's probably a good thing you don't have girls.
Oh, of course not, yeah.
But then mom would be doing
Right?
So, the Black Friday, I don't have, like, a horror story except for, you know, coming from, you know, when you grow up in Cali, everything's a horror story on Black Friday because people are insane madness, you know, as far as just, like, the waiting in the line on things that you can get. Buys at best places and things.
Yeah.
You know, the tents, the whole thing. And people just waiting for, like, I think the longest was a week. And I just think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, as for me, I believe in the rock, the online shopping. I think that's way cool. You don't have to deal with the lines and everything, especially being a new dad. But I actually still have my presents from last year that I didn't mail out.
Yet. No way!
Well, because it was really easy.
So actually, you're going to laugh. I still have a little something for Celeste because I didn't actually know her at the time, but I didn't want her to feel left out when I brought you guys, you know, the gifts. So I still have Celeste's gift from last year. I did not mail my gifts yet, so I'm just a terrible, bad person.
Yep.
And I know that my peeps think that, but I promised them. I actually have my Christmas shopping done before, Halloween last year.
Wow. Good job.
And I thought, well, I'll just mail my stuff out, you know, by, like, after Thanksgiving, and I never did, so I'm just terrible, bad. But I'm going to do it this year. And as far as the Good Friday thing, no, not so much. Don't really want to be out in it. The horror stories from Cali are just really bad. And I'm sure there's some good ones, but I can't say I have many.
There you go.
So, but I'm glad that the baby finally came out. And we missed you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry you're not getting much sleep, but... Sorry, he's a Colin.
That's
so funny, dude.
Totally worth it, though. He's amazing. Thanks for the call, Callie Deb. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We got to take a quick break, actually. Yes. Nate just mentioned it's Cyber Monday. I forgot.
I don't know what that is.
See? It's gaining ground. It's kind of like, you know, they do Black Friday, and then Cyber Monday is when stores. Yeah, do deals online apparently. So yeah, so that's going on today. Coming back though, I want to talk about one of the bigger toys this holiday season that probably would have helped me out in explaining babiness to my son.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. So good. We'll talk about that. Whether or not this is awesome and or just the creepiest toy I've ever heard of in my entire life. That's on the way back.
Okay.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Well, that's fun.
That didn't work.
The computer froze.
That's awesome.
The computer froze!
So this will start eventually?
Yeah. No, oh, there we go. Let's see. Is it working? There we go.
There it goes.
Good morning, 6:53 now. It is Monday. Cyber Monday. Actually,
Cyber Monday.
For those of you that don't know, that is the day where lazy people like me do their Black Friday shopping.
Except that you did it on Black Friday.
Yeah, I actually got up because I was up in the middle of the night.
That works.
With a child.
Child. Aww.
Yeah, and so I jumped online just to see, and I got hooked up, bro.
Dude,
I can't say what I got yet, but
oh, because it's not even Christmas, and people
right.
might be listening.
Exactly.
I got you.
Yeah.
Don't even worry.
And by people, it's just my children because
right.
that's anyone who thinks they're getting a gift from me this year that's not named Jack or Luke. Yeah, it's not happening.
Yeah, no.
We just had a child. We're so broke.
You just spent a lot of money on baby child.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no,
I understand. This weekend, too, because we got a bunch of stuff, and then he shows up, and we're like, oh, we need this, and this, and this. And so we made, like, this monstrous list and went out this weekend. I was like, oh, whose idea was this? This guy's really expensive.
Every time we get paid, I wonder what massive expense my paycheck is going to go to.
Yeah.
And that almost happened to me last night. So we went out to see Lincoln. Amazing. Got
really?
Home. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Go see it. So.
Yeah. Okay. No props.
Don't go see
so
it.
So much time in the world to go see a movie right now.
Someday.
I don't want to be that guy because Chrissy, there's a few movies that she really wants to see. One, of course, being The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
We have not missed an opening day Lord of the Rings, and The Hobbit is my favorite book of all time.
Okay.
I want to take the kids day of because we read it to the children.
Here I am. I can take care of that.
Did you just call my son a that?
No. This is the situation.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling the situation a that.
Okay. Well, we're debating on whether or not to be those parents that, bring the infant to...
No! I went to Lincoln yesterday and I heard, wow! I'm like, are you kidding me?
Dude, he sleeps
this
all day.
This is all dialogue.
We'll go see a matinee.
This will be the day that he wakes up.
No.
This will be when he starts rearranging that schedule of his.
Which will be cool, because then he'll get to see The Hobbit, and I'm sure he'll be free because he's a baby.
No.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
No.
Do not take that child
ghetto?
To the movie theater. Yes.
That ghetto?
Yes.
Fine.
You're not allowed to do that. So yesterday we get home from the movie and my dog has thrown up a few times.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what? What?
Mm.
You chose the timing. You chose it.
I don't know you're going to say that. I'm drinking coffee.
Okay. So he
nasty.
Definitely lets loose a few times. I'm like, oh gosh. Okay, and so then we realized, oh, he got it in the trash can. He ate some. Oh, he ate the rib bones out of the trash can.
Oh.
Oh, crap. Call the vet. And so we're like, yeah, come in right now because that's a problem. Except that he just threw up. He didn't act like he was sick or anything. So we went in there, and the time that it took the person to get to us was enough time for us to be like, we're just going to go home and monitor him because he seems fine. So I saved myself $330 for an x-ray.
Yeah, I didn't save myself money. Thanks to Indiana Jones, my puppy, who sprained his wrist, and I actually had to take him this last weekend.
You actually went to the vet?
Yes, I did.
What are they? I didn't even know dogs had wrists.
Yeah, they do. You didn't know dogs had wrists?
They don't have hands.
You know how their paws... Like,
so that's a wrist. Okay.
Yeah, that's called a wrist,
I didn't know
what
they called it. Shut up. I didn't know if they called it something else.
What? Because they're dogs? They all of a sudden have different limbs?
Yeah, just like they don't have 1 year. That's 7 years.
Wow.
Dog years are different.
Wow. Yeah, so apparently my one-year-old, who is seven, sprained his wrist. He's already sprained it once before. And so because of that, they said, you know, like when you sprain something, it becomes easier to sprain after that. He just keeps spraining.
He's just limping.
You could have just called us and we would have called in a prescription for you. It would have been a lot cheaper for you. Like, thank you so much
for telling me that
now. And not when I called to make the appointment to waste big old hundy on saying seven words to me. Thank you.
It's just painful. Can't you just... Never mind.
What?
I was going to say, can't you just give him some, like, ibuprofen or something?
That's exactly what we did. But doggy ibuprofen, basically.
What's the difference? Never mind. I can't expect you to know. I don't expect you to know.
Well, Mitch, from my years in medical school as a veterinarian. Kidding
Shut
me?
Shut up.
Who are you?
I just give him some ibuprofen in his food.
So it's been a weekend for both of us. But one of my favorite parts, if you missed it at the beginning of the show, we're talking about this, was bringing home Brody and my boys realizing, wait, this little human, what does he eat? How do we, you know, they've been helping me change him. Had no idea. I wish I had this. It would have been a much easier explanation, but apparently right now, you know, you got dolls that pee.
Yeah.
That crawl. Mm-hmm. That talk.
They cry.
They've got so many different kinds of...
There's road construction, and the roadway is reduced to one lane on Coors at Central, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Dude, speaking of traffic, I read this story over the weekend, and I was absolutely dumbfounded. You know how sometimes people say... Oh, man, I heard the voice of God.
Yeah.
God told me to do this. And sometimes it's amazing things. Like, people will go out and, you know...
But you still have to, like, sit there and, like, think about
run
it.
Run into
like,
a burning really? Building and save people. And it's like, wow. And it's like, that's dude, amazing. I just felt God's... Yeah, no, okay. So I'm reading the story. This woman was actually pulled over for going 100 miles an hour...
Whoa.
...in a 30.
How did she even get up to 100 miles an hour in a 30?
Right. But that's not like the craziest part to me because after she was pulled over, the cops are like, what is wrong with you?
Obviously children's zone.
100 miles an hour in a 30. And her response was actually pretty classic. She said it wasn't her fault. That God told her.
Awesome.
Yeah. So God glad. Told her to drive that fast. Wow. When authorities questioned why she was driving so fast, she explained, quote, because I was letting the Lord's Spirit guide me. Yeah.
I can't.
She said she banged on the car horn long and hard because the Lord kept telling her to do it, but she couldn't slow down.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't like, you know, Dennis Hopper put a bomb on the car and said she had to go 100 miles an hour or else her car would blow up.
Don't slow down.
God told her to drive 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, the arresting officers... didn't need God to tell them what to do. They arrest her. Reckless driving, speeding charges. She was taken to jail, placed under a $375 bail.
But that's not that big of a bail.
Yeah. In addition to reckless driving, she was also charged with violation of her probation.
Oh.
For leaving the scene of an accident with injuries.
Oh, and also she left the crazy house.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So, really, this just...
I'm going to start doing really stupid things and just blame it on...
No, because these things make me insane. Because these are the people that get in the news.
I know, and then they're the ones who...
They're like proclaiming God.
I just won't get in the news. I won't.
Yeah,
I'll make sure to stay away.
I was driving 100 miles an hour in a 30, but God told me to do it. So it's cool.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It is.
It's absolutely mind-bogglingly frustrating.
And really funny at the same time.
Sometimes, yeah, as long as nobody gets hurt. It's unbelievable that she was driving 100 miles an hour in a 30.
No big deal.
But, yeah, I guess, yeah. You know what we need to do?
It's true. Oh, good luck with this. Have fun.
What?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay,
so you have to dial the real number.
Okay.
It's really annoying. I don't know what's wrong with it.
It's not that big a deal.
It's a big deal to me because it didn't work. It threw me off.
Not that
and I can't deal with that.
You going to be okay?
No.
How?
Solomon's Porch, Michael Lear.
Michael!
My people.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You know, can't complain.
Dude, how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was beautiful. I was celebrating the birth of my son and being thankful for an incredible
dude.
Family.
Dude. Swag, man.
Right?
Swag.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
So swag.
Swag.
So swag.
Sure, swag, yeah.
He's not really good at that word.
No. I'll try and keep it up. I'm trying to get the lingo down with the youngsters.
Ever since I started using that word, I've been noticing all these rap groups using it. I'm like, huh, wow.
How long have you been using that word?
Huh?
How long have you been using that word?
Since I started working here, it kind of grew on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
so,
can I say?
So swag.
That's so swag.
Dude, that's so swag.
Yeah.
But what throws me off is the word, is like the, I don't, is this plural, swaggy?
Like, swaggy?
Yeah, people say swaggy. Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Wouldn't swag eye be plural?
Swag eye. I swag.
Swag eye.
You know, I think it's more of like one of those plural words that you don't change to be plural just because it sounds a little odd. So like it's,
swags.
Oh,
swags.
Like elk. It's not elks.
It's just
you know?
Elk.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Precisely.
Maybe swig.
Swig.
Yeah,
like
or swag.
Goose and geese. So you put the double E's. So swig.
So double A in this case?
No clue.
Swag?
Swag.
Is that, that's the plural. Swag and then swag.
We've said that word so many times it doesn't feel like a real word anymore.
It,
swag.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm done with it.
You know what I do like, though?
Food.
Solomon's Porch.
Oh, guys.
Yeah. You know?
You
I've missed it. It's been a whole week without a Stever. It's been a whole week without an iced Americano. You know, I've already forgotten the name. It's been so long since I've ordered it.
What is it called?
Well, I usually get the Captain Americano, but...
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't forget it.
I didn't forget it. Didn't forget it.
Much, say, same here. I went on vacation for a week, so...
Nice!
And now I'm here.
All right.
So, what can I make you?
What do you want, Mitch?
Freaks!
I heard the voices, too!
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep. Hey. Good morning.
Do your robot dance! Yes.
I can't talk while I'm doing the robot.
I missed that most of all, Scarecrow. I did.
Scarecrow?
I did while I was gone.
Is that my nickname, Scarecrow?
Have you never seen The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, does he do the robot?
No, he doesn't do the robot!
I'm so confused.
Sorry. At the end, I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow. No?
I don't... Yeah, and I know what you're talking about now.
One of the raddest movies ever.
I didn't put that together.
Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Scarecrow?
Yeah.
You're my Scarecrow. I'm Dorothy.
You really fit the part.
Yeah, apparently. I'll just be Scarecrow. How's that?
Okay.
You can be Dorothy.
Okay.
All right, sweet. I like that. Let's do that. That works way better.
Yeah, actually
okay,
it does.
All right. It is
7:33.
Which means
it is time for
just another Mad Lib Monday. Whoa. It's Mad Lib Monday.
Yes.
It is time to get our Mad Lib on. I guess I should have gotten the actual book.
Where's the, oh, it's right here.
Oh, good.
Right here.
Good.
I got a good one for us this morning for Mad Lib Monday. Our dear friend Bill, friend of the show, really good guy, got me a super rad Star Wars themed Mad Lib book. And I've been combing through, and I think I found a really good one. It is titled Boba Fett's Guide to Bounty Hunting.
Oh, good.
You know who Boba Fett is?
Yeah.
Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Yes.
He is the one who created Boba, the little...
The T's.
The T's.
Yeah. They're named after him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No. No, not at all, actually.
And then Fett is like for feta cheese. So it's
for
like
feta. Boba Fetta.
Boba
yes.
Fetta.
He's
Boba
chubby.
Feta cheese.
He's really chubby. Chubby bounty hunter. Static.
Can I get a... give me a word.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I need a body part.
Oh.
Be careful.
but go for it.
Toe.
Okay.
Toe.
That's actually works too well. Thank you. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We're playing Mad Libs.
Mad Lib Monday.
And it's a good one. We have a super wonderful Star Wars themed Mad Lib for you this morning. Boba Fett's Guide to Bounty Hunting.
That's so good.
I'm excited, dude. It's
been
a little while.
Boba T Fetish.
Did you guys do Mad Lib Monday without me last
yes,
week?
Yes, but I didn't use this because there's no way I could give it. I couldn't read it.
Yeah, truth. Static.
What's my word?
Adjective. It's like a describing word, a descriptive word.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful.
See, we're helping people with their grammar.
Yeah, this is actually educational.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we are on the educational band.
Yes, so.
So I wonder if we can put this for our issues. You know,
we
have to report and say, hey, you know, since we're on the educational band, these are things we've educated people on. This is what we've talked about this quarter.
And we do. We have a lot of cool
grammar.
Things. This is grammar. Yes.
Mad Lib Monday.
You're welcome.
We teach you the difference between an adverb, an adjective, a noun. Know what I'm saying?
Not, yeah.
Static.
What need you?
I need an adjective.
See what you did there.
Sparkly.
Sparkly.
See what he did then? What need you? That was good. What,
yeah. I like that.
I'm working on it.
All right. All right, you too, Yoda. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
That has a lot of empty spaces.
You know what, woman? It's been a while since I've been able to play Mad Lib Monday.
And so you're really just going for
I'm going for it today.
505-338-3700.
Static.
What do you need?
I need a verb.
Skipping.
All right.
Skipping.
Yes. I like that. 505-338-3700. We're playing Mad Lib Monday. Or at least we're playing Mad Libs
Mad,
on Monday.
Yeah.
Because it's Mad Lib Monday.
It's what makes sense. Give us a call. 338-3700.
I need some nouns. I need, let's see.
I need numbers.
I need another body part.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Those are always good.
The best.
Adjectives. Need a couple body parts, actually. Sweet.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Breaking the phone. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, little one.
Is a noun a person, place, or thing?
It is.
Well, do you want that or do you want a body part?
I need a noun.
Well, I'm going to say President Reagan.
Okay.
There you go, Reagan.
All right, thank you. Wow.
President Reagan.
Yep. Static.
What do I got?
A noun.
Turkey.
Sounds good. I like that. All right. Static.
Y'all need another noun?
I do need another noun.
Scarecrow?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I like that. That works out. Scarecrow. 505-338.
That really does happen. I've always thought that was fake in movies.
What?
Like, people hang up and it's instant dial tone. I'm like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That was so fake. That wasn't even a real phone call.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. Need a noun.
Noun. Slime.
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 All right. I like that.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
I just want to watch you write. I don't know.
We only need eight more.
What's next?
I mean, come on.
No big deal.
I need a plural noun.
Hello.
Okay, cool. Missed your opportunity. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Mad Lib Monday. It's Monday, so we're doing a Mad Lib because those two words go together well. Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
I like that. We've had a good response with this, so I think we should keep going with
forever.
Them. Static!
Y'all need a plural noun?
I need a plural noun.
The Muppets.
There you go.
That's a good one.
What happened?
That was a laugh.
Yeah.
That was good. We need to record that on a laugh track.
We do.
So that we
and have it play over each other?
Over and over. Well, creepy.
Okay.
Super awesome.
Call back.
I love it. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Mad Lib Monday. If it's busy, I apologize.
Also, you can get to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio to vote on Cover to Cover.
There you go. It's a good idea. Matt and Toby or Civil Twilight, what do you want to hear? Static.
Shoot.
I need a body part.
Oh. Hairball.
Hairball. Is that really a body part?
No.
All right.
That's like a noun.
Fingernail.
Fingernail.
Okay.
All right. That'll work. I like that. I guess.
Yeah. No, that's got to work.
Yeah.
This cuticle, fingernail.
I guess.
Is it not going to work?
No. It's a Mad Lib, so... It's not supposed to make sense, right? Static!
What you be needing?
I need an adjective.
Adjective, groovy.
All right. Oh, wow.
That was
okay.
Fast.
That was... Didn't waste any time.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Last name of a celebrity. I feel like I should have put President Reagan there.
Well, no.
Well...
Last name of a celebrity.
Yeah.
That has to be a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't just give that one up.
Static.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. Need another body part?
I need another body part.
Appendix.
There you go.
All right. That's good.
We forget about... I guess it is. It's just an internal organ.
Good job.
Just saying.
Good job, you. All right.
I took that one... Was it...
Anatomy?
Physiology? Yeah.
Biology?
No, that was different class.
That was like when you dissected frogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I learned all about that.
Static.
I think Al Hurricane would be a good last name for
Al Hurricane. You know what?
Hurricane
He's
it
got
is.
One of them mustaches.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I just thought I'd call you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
So Winnie the Pooh just called.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. I need a plural noun, and I need an adjective still.
That's so, it?
I need a couple plural nouns. But stop hanging up when Trixie. I answer the phone. 505-338-3700, playing Mad Lib Monday. And it's Boba Fett's Guide to Bounty Hunting.
I feel like we're never going to run out of these.
Ever.
Star
Are you kidding
Wars.
Me?
What is what? Going on?
Making me mad.
I know.
People keep hanging out. Static.
What do you need?
Plural noun.
Cats.
I like that. Okay. Thanks, man.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
Star Wars, Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah, that's right. I need an adjective next, so that's a description word, like descriptive word. Describing something.
Describing, yes.
Yeah. Just so you know, when you call, you know what you're supposed to give me.
Well, what if they're not listening?
Static.
Adjective?
Yep.
Creepy.
Creepy. I like that. Creepy. One more plural noun, and we're good to go.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Plural noun. What about... No.
No, you don't get to
why
be a part of this.
Why can't I ever be
Actually,
part of this?
I guess not, huh? Because you don't read these. This is all me.
Yeah.
Hiding away. Maybe next week I'll actually let you take part in this.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, not really. No. Okay. Static.
What do you need?
Plural noun.
Oh, the Jedi.
No.
Oh, sorry. That was really stupid. the Raiders. No, that was even dumber. The Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
The worst.
Dallas Cowboys. There you go. All right. The Dallas Cowboys.
He was so unsure that I don't know if any of those were good.
I know.
Dallas Cowboys it is.
Yeah. All right. I guess that'll work. Sadly, the Dallas Cowboys made it into our Mad Lib. At least they made it into something because they're definitely not making it to the playoffs. Hey! Thank you. Woo! Thank you. I'll be here all week.
I watched that game.
I'll be here.
They didn't do so well.
They did. You know, considering they're playing the Redskins, I don't know. I thought the Redskins were actually going to crush them. So, they did better than I thought they were going to do.
Oh, but they still didn't do very well.
All right, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Mad Lib Monday. Thanks to everybody who called in and helped us out with the Mad Lib. It's called Boba Fett's Guide to Bounty Hunting. I feel like we need the... yes.
There you go.
Appropriate. March. Yeah. It was Luke Skywalker's destiny to follow in his father's toe steps. And the same can be said for the beautiful bounty hunter Boba Fett. To be a bounty hunter, one must live by a very few sparkly rules. Always be ready to skip at the slightest sign of trouble. Have your jet turkey on your back and your spaceship ready to take off at a moment's time. You never know when you have to pursue a runaway scarecrow. Don't ask too many Muppets. You don't want to anger a boss like Jabba the President Reagan or Darth Al Hurricane. Play it safe. Keep your fingernails open and your appendix shut. Stay healthy. Get a groovy night's sleep every night. Eat your green cats and get some creepy exercise every day. That way, you'll always be ready for any Dallas Cowboys the universe throws at you.
Ding!
Ding!
Ah!
I mean, that was all right.
I like that. I liked it.
It was okay.
I like the jet turkey.
The jet turkey?
Yeah.
Have your jet turkey on your back?
Yeah, that was important.
It was very important. It was good.
Well, what are you looking for?
I don't know. I was hoping for more.
Okay. Maybe we'll do another one.
No, definitely not.
Maybe we will.
No.
It's possible.
No.
You can't rule it out.
Mad Lib Monday, whoa. That's right, Mad Lib Monday.
Just happened.
We do it every single Monday, and of course, being that it is Monday, we also do Cover to Cover every Monday. Tell us what CD you want to hear in its entirety, Cover to Cover. We got the new one from Civil Twilight called Holy Weather, or the brand new one from Matt and Toby. You guys had a chance to interview those guys last Tuesday for New Music Tuesday. Brand new record, a couple dudes from Emory going pseudo-solo. Could you imagine, like, being anybody else in the band? Like, wait.
What, you doing
just,
what?
Just you two?
I so badly wanted to ask them, but I was too afraid.
You really should have. These are the questions people care about.
So what happened to the rest of the band?
They're so lucky I wasn't here. Yeah. So how many guys are pissed off that you guys just, like, kind of pseudo left the band, but didn't leave the band?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awkward.
Pretty sure that's going to be the beginning of the end for Emery, because remember when Aaron Gillespie was like, hey, I'm going to do a side project called The Almost. Shortly after, he was like, hey, I'm not going to be doing Under Oath.
And now Under Oath
is ending. Yeah. Yeah.
Awkward.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Get your vote on now, Matt and Toby or Civil Twilight. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Matt and Toby right now winning.
Yes, by barely. One vote.
Yeah.
One vote.
So. You can get your vote on at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming right back, we got some Demon Hunter for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Okay, highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep.
Hello.
Good morning.
Happy 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 8:05 now on your Monday. Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. Yes, we're live.
We have less than an hour.
I'm here.
Until cover to cover.
That's right. Get your vote on right now at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you want to hear. We got the brand new one from Matt and Toby, or the latest release from Civil Twilight, Holy Weather.
It's still pretty close, so get there and vote.
Yeah, get there and vote. Speaking of voting, if two organizations get their way, New Mexico could soon provide maternity leave for high schoolers. Huh?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No.
Yeah, New Mexico!
Woo!
We in the news!
It's like...
We did it!
We're gonna need, like, a special... I can't even imagine.
Yeah. The American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico and Young Women United are pushing for the concept to become state law. No pun intended. Pushing for the...
I get it. Because
we just had a baby
there,
and my wife had
to push.
It's crazy.
It's part of the thing. You have to push.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Massachusetts is the only state in the nation that provides maternity leave for high schoolers right now. But come January, the two groups will push for the idea to happen in all New Mexico schools. They said it will help the teenagers graduate. 505-338-3700, by the way. Phone lines are open.
You know what? Yeah, please call. I'm not going to even state what I want to say. No.
Oh, man. So the ACLU of New Mexico and Young Women United pushing for this concept because they believe that high schoolers should be able to take maternity leave if they have a baby.
Okay, not even adults take that long of a maternity leave. Like... This is the first time your wife, Chrissy, has stayed home for this long. She's usually back the next day.
When we had Luke, she had the weekend off. I think he was born on like a Thursday or Friday or something like that. She was back at work that Monday. And I'm like, dude, stop pushing it. You needed like rest.
But it's possible.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that though.
No.
I really wouldn't.
Not for a mom who has worked and, okay.
So the question is, how does this make you feel? We want to know. Because I have plenty of thoughts and opinions, but I'd rather hear from you. Static.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I was just saying, listen, it may sound a little harsh, but these high schoolers would just study and keep their legs closed. They would graduate anyway. Do you agree? Is this true?
No, I hear you.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not judging, just saying.
Yeah. Dude, a few organizations.
A few organizations.
Yeah.
So it's not just one.
Thank you
one.
For the call. Yeah, the American Civil Liberties Union, or the ACLU of New Mexico, and Young Women United are pushing for this concept to become law. They want maternity leave for high schoolers. The officials say New Mexico has the second highest teen birth rate in the nation.
So, yeah, let's just go ahead and further that. No big deal.
And research shows teen moms are less likely to graduate than their peers. So the two groups said changes in the school system would help keep these students in class and create a better future for them.
Oh, future. There's a school with that name.
Right.
For women to go to if they have a child.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Quote, if she has a high school education, she'll have access to higher paying jobs, healthcare, things that a full family needs. So, wow, phone lines are already jammed. Static.
Hey, it's Creepy Caleb.
Hey, Caleb.
What do you think?
I think I agree with Little One to the point where they should be studying.
Right.
But the problem is they're not going to.
Oh, they're studying it's anatomy. Just... What? Thank you. Thank you. No?
My gosh.
Okay.
Boo.
Right. I was in high school once. I get it.
It's probably just not going to happen like that, even though it should.
Very true.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's right for them to get pregnant, at such a young age.
Right.
But in my opinion, I think it would be harder for them to get pregnant at such a young age than it would at a correct age.
Okay.
So I think they should have some form of help. Like my school, Hope Christian, they'll expel you if you get pregnant.
Right.
Which I don't think is right. I mean, in my opinion, we're supposed to be loving everyone, and we're not in that case. We're not really helping them at all. We're kind of just pushing them away from, you know, any support, any Christian support at all.
All right. I like this thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Caleb. It's a good kid right there.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
All right. Hey, when are you gonna become part of the crew, bro? When are you gonna come hang out?
Around May, I think.
Okay, good.
Last quarter.
All right.
That's like 6 months away.
I love it.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
All right, man. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Creepy Caleb, everybody.
Creepy Caleb.
I love that guy. He's in high school.
He is.
Static.
Hey guys. So my thoughts on this whole maternity leave for high schoolers, I think that, you got to look at it in terms of helping these kids out a little bit.
Yeah.
I can understand some time off with a new baby, especially if there were complications or anything like that, that there is a legitimate need for some extended time away. And making it such that they could come back in and stay in their same class, you know, like, I'm meaning like their graduating class, stay in that same class. I think that could prove to be useful.
Yeah.
I think that maybe they should have to do some things to qualify for that leave time.
Right.
Such as like, you know, during the pregnancy, you know, if it comes to light to the school and they're in counseling or whatever, that they need to go through some kind of, kind of a training program or, you know, just kind of give the new mother some advice on how to cope with a new baby or possibly, thoughts for adoption and things like that, depending on the situation. But just to offer some counseling and some care there so that it's not like a, you know, it seems like that it's the job of the churches to come around people and to help them through these difficult times.
Right.
But not everybody's going to be in a church or plugged in or captured by.
And let's be honest,
to help out. So, you know, secular training is better than nothing.
Yeah. When it comes to and honestly, you got churches 9 times out of 10 are probably going to say, "Oh, you're a teenager and you're pregnant. Get out.
You're probably going to have to leave now because that's a bad example to all the high school students."
Yeah. I remember one such situation in high school where that happened with our youth group because it was like, the whore!
Yeah.
And they kicked her out.
Yeah, and you know what? We actually have the new Static paper out, and it deals with a lot of this stuff, and we actually have a listener testify about that exact thing, and she called in during the Static decision and talked about her testimony with us, and it's about that exact thing. She got pregnant, and she got kicked out of her youth group, but just read it.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. The ACLU of New Mexico and Young Women United are pushing for the idea of maternity and paternity leave for students. The proposed law would give pregnant teens and their fathers 14 days per semester to tend for the child. The student would also have to provide documentation to show that where they were. The proposal would require schools to give up to 10 days of leave, and teachers would be required to provide makeup work and missed testing for the students. Good idea, bad idea? Let us know, 505-338-3700. Yeah. The more I think about it, the more I think it's potentially a good idea in the sense that it would provide an opportunity for these students to take that time. Because, dude,
I see that.
We had a baby 7 days ago, and I'll tell you right now, 10 days of leave from school
is not a lot.
I don't even know if that's going to cut it for a teen parent because it's hard work.
Yeah.
Dude, it is. Hard work. And so the idea that after 10 days, a student would be like, hey, cool, I got a 10-day-old baby. I'm going to go back to school and everything's going to be cool, I think is a fantasy to begin with. But,
you know, it's definitely true. You can't even put kids in daycare until they're like 4 weeks old. So usually, but
I don't like that idea.
Here's the thing. That's where the church comes in.
Right.
That's why aren't we there?
What are your thoughts? 505-338-3700. Hello.
Hello. I want to have a love like God's kind of love.
And God would give maternity leave.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't
God's
know.
Kind of love is not rude and nasty and spiteful and, oh, you bad word, like you said a minute ago. But God's kind of love is, guess what, there are consequences to your actions. And if you're going to go around and sleep around when you're not married yet, no matter what your age is, then it's always possible, no matter what you do, that the baby can result from that. And the last thing we want to do is take that child's life.
Right.
So go ahead and have your baby. But in this state and in many states, a GED is equal to the same thing as a high school diploma. So if it messes up your school grades and you can't put it together, go get your GED. It's very easy. It's very cheap. No problem with it. And if you don't get the fun of graduating with the people that you were in class with, it's part of the consequences. Live with it.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, what do you
think?
505-338-3700. Agree or disagree? Gonna let the people talk.
Thank you. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. So
yeah, the ACLU of New Mexico and Young Women United pushing for the idea of maternity leave for high schoolers. What do you think?
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Oh, can't complain.
So I think it's kind of crazy that, I mean, you said 3 months, right?
3 months.
The maternity leave thing?
No, 14 days.
14 total days per semester.
Yeah.
So
there are two semesters usually.
Yeah, so 10 days of maternity leave. And the teachers would be required to provide makeup work and any missed testing. So
they don't get zeros. They have the opportunity to make it up.
So right now, Massachusetts is the only state that provides maternity leave for our high schoolers. But
see, I think it's crazy that, first of all, they're going to give that many days off. And I understand that. I mean, I have two kids. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I really do understand that. But my son is in high school. Well, first of all, dad's need to start getting more involved, because my boy got somebody pregnant. I'll support him, but I'm gonna beat that boy's butt when he gets home.
Right.
You know, he's gonna suffer the consequence of me first,
right?
You know, and then he's gonna have to step up and own the responsibility.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, I know with my kids and my daughter, oh man, somebody would die. I'll go to jail. but the thing is my kids, if they miss 2 days of school, I mean, the catch-up work is just crazy.
It's awful.
I mean, it's horrible. I mean, they put them back 3 or 4 days trying to just catch up. And, I mean, you could only imagine if you've missed 14 days or 10 to 14 days of school. I mean, that's a huge thing. And for them to try to catch up, it's going to be even worse.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's not just like, okay, I'm out for 14 days, I'm not doing anything, you know, and come back to school, get all of their past work that they have to make up, plus they have to do the current work that they're going to be in school for. I mean, it's going to put them back so far that most of them are just going to quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see the benefit in it.
Yeah.
Now, if they were to say, okay, you have 14 days off, here's all your work for the next 14 days, and she can sit at home in bed or whatever and just go through the work and just kind of keep up, that'd be a little different. But trying to catch up after 14 days, I think it'd just be too much of a stress for them.
Right. Yeah. And again, you know, having a week old baby, 10 days of maternity leave to me isn't really enough anyways, because as a teenager, you're trying to figure out a lot of things. This is baby number 3 for us, and it's still stressful. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're tired. You're not wanting to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. The baby demands 100% of your attention, so the odds of you actually doing any makeup work at home is pretty slim and hilarious to think that it'd get accomplished. So,
and true.
Yeah.
And then even after 14 days, like I said, now you're trying to do all that makeup work.
Right.
Plus the current work, plus take care of the baby. Yeah, good luck with that.
And chances are you're still living with your parents, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
If your parents are understanding and supportive.
Right.
A lot of them are not. Some of them will boot you out, too.
Truth.
It's true.
So hopefully that they would have supporting parents. I mean, like I said, I would be extremely disappointed with my kid, you know, and we raise them right, you know, instill those morals and values in them. I'd be extremely disappointed, but I would support them and help them.
Yeah.
But like I said, he's going to have to, if my son did that, he's going to have to step up and own.
Right.
He's going to start working. He's going to start doing what he needs to do, and he's going to start helping to relieve that stress and burden off that girl so she can catch up.
Yeah.
Now, my daughter, on the other hand, I'm going to have to be harder on her about that. But, of course, she's going to have us as well to help her. But, I mean, it's it's something of the parents that they really need to be more involved with their kids.
Absolutely.
We're involved with our youth group, and even Christian homes, a lot of times the parents are still not involved with their kids. They're not asking their kids what's going on. How are things going? What is things going on at school? They have no clue.
Right.
You know, they need to be, parents need to be so more involved with, with their kids.
New Mexico has the second highest teen birth rate in the nation. So obviously it's a big issue here in this state. So thanks for the call, man.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
And I can't figure out if that statistic would be fixed or if it would be lowered.
Right.
But I feel like this, okay, John even said it. He said, wouldn't that be encouraging teen pregnancy?
Right.
But then again, would that be encouraging keeping the pregnancy?
See, and that's it. That's the flip side. That's the one thing I thought of, is if the schools were like, quote unquote, understanding and said, hey, here's some maternity leave. We want to help you with this new child. Then maybe that teenager would say, right on, I'm going to get through this. We're going to put him up for adoption. And maybe that teenager would keep that child. Mm-hmm. And whether it's adoption or decide to keep the child themselves, maybe that keeps a baby, man. Which, as you mentioned, our brand new Static magazine, the Static paper is out. And the theme of the issue is just that, abortion and adoption. And yep. So make sure you check out the new Static paper. You can also get a digital copy at mystaticradio.com. Static!
Shalom!
Shalom!
What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, buddy!
Hey, congratulations, man.
Hey, thanks, Mang. Thank you.
Hey, me and my buddy just solved the problem.
Okay, good.
Okay, instead of having babies by accident, they need to plan it to where they have the due date is at the end of May and June during the summer.
I'm pretty sure teenagers don't really plan pregnancy.
Yeah, they're not really thinking about that.
I'm pretty sure they don't necessarily plan. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an idea, man.
Oh, man.
I love you guys.
An idea. I love you, too.
Wow.
Bull Boy from Cruises, everybody.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that this wouldn't fix anything.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What are your thoughts?
Malius on Facebook says, I think they should focus that energy on teaching them not to get pregnant.
You know, I kind of feel like they do. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I remember sex ed and everything going, you know
but
what
it
I mean?
But it wasn't abstain from sex. It was, here are some condoms, be safe.
Right.
That's what sex ed was. And actually, most adults just said that.
No, I know. So. And that's kind of what I mean, like, they're trying to focus their energy on teaching them not to get pregnant. I'm not saying they're teaching them abstinence. They're teaching them how not to get pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or how to get rid of that.
Yeah, which is awful. So, man, I don't know. The ACLU of New Mexico and the Young Women United are pushing to get maternity leave for high schoolers in the state of New Mexico. New Mexico has the second highest teen birth rate in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Massachusetts is the only state that offers teen maternity leave. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts? Hello?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hi. You know, I have six children, and so my oldest is 21, and he has a child also, and I'm proud that they chose to have the baby, but, you know, she's a year and a half old. You know, we went through this with my brother. He was 17, and his girlfriend was 15.
Whoa!
His niece, who is now 23. So this is 23 years ago. They had a program for teens to have babies, you know, that went through school. And they had a program for the girls that were pregnant. They go through classes. And instead of the regular class, they had all the regular basic classes, but they taught them classes to take care of a baby.
Yeah.
Do all those things. And so she was able to continue in school, but she was in this teen pregnancy. It was one of those first program for teen moms. And you know what? It worked out awesome, and she was an awesome mom. Unfortunately, she was killed in an accident when her second child at 17 was, 9 months old.
Wow.
It was an awesome program, and, you know, it encouraged the girls to be able to have their babies, and you know, I'm blessed with these two niece and nephew because of this, you know, and
yeah.
I want to know what our abortion rate is compared to our birth rate.
Right.
You know, I'm interested in that. If our abortion rate is lower because of this.
Right.
I just don't want one statistic. I want to see what the other statistic is. And, you know, I was 19 with my first child, and I was scared to death to go to my mom and dad, even though I had already graduated high school. I was unwed, and I was still scared to death because of the stigma of that, because I grew up in a church and all that went with that.
Right.
I did have a loving, supportive family. And, you know, I just, abortion's wrong. There's no way in my mind I could ever kill a child.
Right.
That was never an option. But I knew it was going to be hard, and I still continued college, and I'm still working in college now, 20 years later.
Nice.
But, you know, it's just, that's part of life. Like the one woman said, it changed your life, and, you know, you have setbacks. I set back my college. I became a stay-at-home mom for a lot of years, and I'm back going to school because I can't make it on what I made, and, you know, I still have three young ones and a teenager to support, and, oh, my gosh, I'm scared, too. She's 14, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I listen to the kids up the street, all these girls and the things that they say. I'm scared for the teenagers on the street, and I just try and be honest with them and talk to them, you know, because they're... The things they tell me, I just try not to be shocked, you know, so they will continue to talk to me and give me the opportunity to be honest with them and say, this is out there, you know, because they're exposed to the world, whether we want them to be or not, they're exposed to it.
Right, which is why they need to have a biblical perspective as well, and we
yes.
should be educating.
Mm-hmm.
Right, education is the key, because these girls, they don't know. You know, I wasn't told anything. My mom was like, she didn't know how to talk to me. She was a daddy's girl. Her mom wasn't there for her. And she's like, I don't know what to say to you. And I was searching for answers. And, you know, and she was just like, you know, she did her best. But by the time I got to talk, it was too late.
Right.
So, you know, I'm straight up honest. If they ask me a question, I tell them straight out.
Yep. Good call. Thanks for the
Thank
call.
You.
Thank you.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Chrissy just chimed in and said there's an existing program. Of course, you mentioned it, New Futures in Albuquerque, that's similar to where they will help train mothers
yeah.
in that way. And because
and they have childcare
dude,
there.
Dude, it's a lot of work, bro.
It is a lot of
work.
I'm
just dad. You know what I mean? So I can't even begin to fathom my poor wife, man. It seems like every other hour is up, and yeah. you know, I can help change diapers and I can help do some things, but mama,
but she's
really
need a lot of sleep, and she's
yeah.
drained
yeah
from
literally
she's drained from draining. She's tired, so
the baby is literally sucking life out of her. So yeah, dude, I can't even fathom. Static.
Hey, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, are we still talking about the maternity leave?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I kind of see both sides of the aspect.
Yeah.
You know, giving a new teen mom, time off to actually be able to have time to bond with her baby, I think is absolutely crucial.
Right.
Because one, she is a teen mom, she's probably scared out of her mind, and usually they don't have a lot of support. So I feel like if they don't have enough time to bond with their child, you know, later in the future, they might not be as a productive parent as they should be.
That's a great point.
So I do feel like it is crucial for them to have time to bond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if these organizations are pushing for this so much, why aren't they pushing for parenting classes?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they pushing for more aspects of good parenting instead of just, hey, they need time off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's these great points.
Very true.
So thanks for the call, Ashley.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, one thing I do want to say, though, because we had a caller earlier, and I wasn't going to say anything, but the idea of having God's love and there are consequences and you just drop out and get your GED type thing. I don't see God as that kind of God to where it's like, hey, you did this, and so here are your consequences. Now deal. Because I think of Jesus with the woman caught in adultery, and the consequence for that was to be stoned to death.
Yeah.
And that was the law. I mean, they had every right to stone her because that was the consequence mm-hmm. at the time for being caught in adultery. And Jesus didn't do that.
Yeah.
He didn't condemn. He didn't say that. He said, you know, go and sin no more.
He said, hey, you messed up, but don't do
it again. But he loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And so Man, I'm like Ashley. I see both sides. Mm-hmm. I get it because as a parent, I don't want to say a new parent, as a parent again with our third child, dude, it's tough, bro. It's really tough. And I've got a wife and we've got kids who are helping us. We got family who's helping mm-hmm. us and it's still difficult.
Yeah, you have a lot of juggling to do.
Yeah.
A lot of things to figure out.
I can't believe I would pseudo even ever kind of side with that. But the ACLU of New Mexico...
worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
All right, it is 9 o'clock, which means time for cover to cover.
Cover to cover, and by one whole vote.
Really? One vote?
By one, well, wow. That's a difference.
That's it?
It was really close, but alas, they won.
I don't
won.
Know how I'm surprised by that. Maybe we'll put Civil Twilight back in the running next week or something.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. Cover to cover today, we got two options. Civil Twilight, their newest, or Matt and Toby's brand newest. And by a whole vote, Matt and Toby wins.
Yes.
I'm ready. I'm excited to hear this record.
Me too. I really am.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it, really. You guys got to interview Matt and Toby last week, which is very, very cool.
Check it out on the podcast.
Yep.
MyStaticRadio.com.
Here it is, cover to cover, Matt and Toby's brand new record. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Okay.
Sweet. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Together, but someday we will be.
Matt and Toby in its entirety.
Enjoyed.
There you go.
That was done.
You voted on it, so if you didn't like it, it's your fault. And if you didn't vote on it, then you can't complain. It's kind of like politics.
It's just how it works.
If you didn't vote on Cover to Cover and you didn't like the music, then you don't get to complain.
Exactly.
Because you didn't put a vote in.
And we gave you all morning to vote.
That's right. We do it every single Monday, cover to cover, and that is it for us.
We're out.
We out. Day one in the books.
Go take care of your baby child and your baby mama.
I am going to do that.
Okay, good.
Keep praying for baby mama and baby. This, man, that's crazy.
It's rough.
Yeah.
First few weeks.
I'm going to get out of here and go help change diapers and do some dishes and
some laundry and
whatnot.
She appreciates you.
Yeah.
We all appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate me too.
Wait. See you tomorrow?
No. Yes?
Okay.
Tomorrow's Tuesday?
Tomorrow's Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. We got Billiam coming in and, of course, all the latest and greatest jams.
Yes.
For your listening pleasure. Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship going to be joining us tomorrow.
Theology Thursday.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
Which is perfect. So that's it. We leave you with some Murder by Death on the way back. Also, Among Savages. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. Yeah.